Hey guys, I just have a brief topic I want to talk about. Somebody showed me this on my Discord server with Jordan Peterson's daughter getting a divorce. And I just wanted to address the irony of that, figuring Jordan Peterson talks about male rights, female rights. He's even talked about MGTOW, not just the ideas, but like the acronym. So I just want to clarify up front that I am a fan of Jordan Peterson. A lot of people are attacking him right now. You know, I obviously don't like everything he says, but I think he has some great things to say about self-improvement and overcoming hardships individually. And he has a great historical perspective to supplement that. But that being said, I think his ideas of manning up and bearing responsibility individually are good, but he also has a lot of that traditional conservative ideas of manning up and saving society, and I don't think he really addresses the social contract that needs to be upheld by both men and women. You know, men can become providers and protectors of society, but women have to uphold their end of the bargain too. You know, so men can't just uphold that and not have women be held accountable. When women aren't held accountable, then there's no recourse for anything that they can do against men, and there's no justification for men manning up and putting their heads in that noose. So I'll just I'll let her speak for herself. I'll put the clip in.
Okay, this is a question I get all the time, so I'm just going to address it. And I've already talked to my ex-husband about addressing this. I've been kind of avoiding it because it's personal and it's weird having to share personal things, but we figured it was better just to tell people. I decided to separate about a year ago, 14 months ago. It wasn't because of any particular drama. We weren't right for each other. Our relationship is actually good. We live right beside each other. We co-parent Scarlett. We work together. He's the business manager for my dad. I'm CEO of dad's company. He's the business manager. He's helping do my management as well. So our relationship is actually really good. We're good at negotiating. We're excellent parents. So yeah, that's my relationship status. We're both happy with where we're at. It hasn't upset Scarlett. She's getting a ton of love. Sometimes life happens, so that's where we're at. It's been tough, but life is tough sometimes. Back to food questions.
So she gets along with her husband, they're friends, they're still on good terms according to her. It just wasn't right according to her. So, and again, and I don't want to accuse Jordan Peterson of misparenting the daughter or anything, because sometimes you could do everything right and you just end up with a crazy child. But that goes into the point that there has to be accountability for women. You know, you can't just have an idea that men can man up and take on this burden, and then at any point they can just be destroyed on the whim of a child, of an emotionally stunted child. And that's what society has allowed. They've allowed rampant mismanagement of resources through the family courts. Women can just put men through the grinder without any cause, with no fault, and that's not logical in any sense. You can't have that. You take away men's incentive to be providers, and all of society crumbles. There's nothing left after that. Everything is based on that. Everything is based on men working and providing and striving towards the next generation and building. And if you take away that incentive, you have nothing left. There is no society. And what you're saying now is the last gasp of a society, of a culture that is dead. It's already dead. It's manifesting the worst qualities as the light goes out. Obviously, you have to restrain this legally. You have to restrain hypergamy legally. No-fault divorce should never exist. But it also has a cultural aspect, because social shaming appeals to women because they are herd creatures. They don't want to be ostracized. You know, look back, for example, to the African American population in the United States and how they had such a strong family unit foundation decades ago. and look at the opposite of what it is now. The rah-rah girl power incentivizes women to destroy the men in their lives in exchange for cash and prizes. And this is the blind spot that a lot of the traditional guys have. You know, they misconstrue all women are like that with hating all women. You know, not all women are as batshit crazy as Jordan Peterson's daughter, but that's the point. You can't take that risk. You have to assume all of them will do that because there's no other protection for you. You have no other protection. Another thing that the older traditional guys misunderstand is the perspective of younger males. You know, they don't fully understand how different things are today for the sexual marketplace compared to what it was like when they were younger. And I think they can try to understand the implications of social media on the female psyche, on mating strategies, but they don't really understand it unless they're in it. And that's just something that is a generational difference. You know, Tinder and online dating and social media and Instagram, it has fundamentally rewired the brain of the female, and it has brought to light the worst aspects of solipsism and narcissism. It has manufactured mental illness worldwide for females, and it's something that is not going to be addressed anytime soon because the research isn't allowed to be conducted and even shared because that's sexist, you know. So we can only share our individual experiences together in our community, but that's not enough for any real change to happen, because all that does is show us what to avoid. We share, we discuss, we analyze, and we learn what to avoid, but we can't change it because that's part of the culture. And you can't have the discussion with the culture because women hold the levers of power through the voting process. They control what gets done, how it gets done, what's allowed to be done. So I don't think there's any way for the younger men to fully make that sacrifice knowingly and consciously without feeling doubt and lingering regret in the back of their mind, because they know how bad it is instinctively. Even if they don't understand the terminology or the details, they know, they look around, they see how different the sexual marketplace is compared to what it used to be for their fathers and their grandfathers. And it's not limited to one culture, one type of culture. It's worldwide. You know, the Japanese have a massive epidemic of young men that are just reclusive hermits, and they don't know what to do about it. And most of the Asian countries have it. Most of the European countries have it. The West has it. Everywhere it has a negative birth rate, and no one knows what to do about it because they're not taking into account the male perspective. They're not understanding the entire social contract. You know, you can't throw away half the social contract and expect the other half to still be valid. And yet that's what the culture expects, because the culture is dominated by women. Anything that's too controversial or deemed sexist isn't talked about in the mainstream. It's not. Men have to go underground to share these ideas with each other, which is a sad state of affairs, but men will find a way to preserve their freedoms. And in today's society, that's what it takes. You know, right now we don't have, in the West at least, in America, we don't have an invading force or anything like that, but we have enemies at home, in our communities, our neighbors. Now, I'm not talking about communists or anything like that, even though they are present. I'm talking about the women in your communities have the power to literally destroy your life and end it. I've seen men personally in my life living out of their cars, nice guys, nice family-oriented guys, and they were just tossed away. They were discarded. They weren't deemed useful anymore. They served their purpose. And for that to be allowed to not only transpire, but to be encouraged, you know, we're dispendable in the eyes of our governments, of our societies, of our cultures. So what else are we supposed to do? What else are we supposed to do? We're supposed to man up and bear the burden, as Jordan Peterson would say. Love the guy, but I think he's wrong on that. You know, I don't think he understands fully the amount of damage that can be done to a man in today's society. I think it's wholly unique because it's not an existential threat to the nation in the sense that it's an immediate danger. It's a slow decay of the fabric of society. It's a slow decay of the culture. It's a slow decay of men choosing to be a part of society and then being forced out by the same society that needs it. It's so counterintuitive that it makes you think, is it intentional or is it just gross incompetence? And that's something I go back and forth on, but I think it's a mix of both. And guys like Jordan Peterson, they live in a bubble. I don't know everything about Jordan Peterson. I've seen probably about 8 or 9 hours of his lectures and interviews. I like him. But from what I understand, he married his childhood sweetheart or something. So, you know, he doesn't have the full picture, I don't think. You know, he's not out there on the front lines seeing what the youth of today, the young men, have to go through with the young women of today. So it's very interesting to see what he says, his outline for life, and to see the total opposite manifested in his daughter. You know, so either something's not right in that household or she's just batshit crazy, which is an example of why women have to be held accountable and procedures have to be placed so this doesn't happen to men. Because I'm sure the husband is a nice guy. He sounds like a nice dude. He's still doing business with the father of his ex-wife. You know, he has that responsibility to his friends and family. And yet that's not reciprocated to him or his daughter. And the feelings or the household of the daughter is not even considered by this woman. So it's an example of why Jordan Peterson's philosophy of bearing the burden of others is not good.
There's a whole group online called Men Going Their Own Way, MGTOW. That's a very interesting group to go study. There's lots of them. I don't know how many of them there are, and most of them are older. Many of them are men who've been through a particularly horrifying divorce for one reason or another, and they've had enough of women. So they tell the young men that they're teaching, never have a permanent relationship. Never share your territory with a woman. Never share your possessions. Make sure you never live together, and don't stay with one long enough to enter a common law relationship because you will be stripped of everything that you have. Well, that's a hell of a thing to be telling people. But what's happened is that the female has been manifested in their life only as the negative archetype, and they've got that confused with all women. And that's partly, you know, you got to ask yourself, if you know the mythological stories, maybe if you made the right sacrifices, you wouldn't have so much trouble with women. It's a good question to ask yourself first. And I would also say, you know, if you're a woman who has trouble with men, or you're a man who has trouble with women, it's not the women and it's not the men, it's you. Because the women are telling you what's wrong with you, and the men are telling you what's wrong with you. And if you don't listen, then it's you. It's either you or all men. Well, that's easy, it's all men. Well, that's certainly how it's played out in the world right now. It's like, no, it's not all men. You can be sure, by definition. And it's not all women, that's for sure. I don't want to have anything to do with women. It's like, you're a pathetic weasel. That's the same statement.
I think I was a little dismissive of the men going their own way, because I think I called them pathetic weasels.
They're a group of people, mostly on the net, who have had, who've been burned in their relationships, or who conceptualize themselves as having been burned in their relationships.
And they believe that the legal structure in particular in Western countries is so tilted against men, particularly in family dispute situations that and divorce settlement, that it's safer for men not to establish permanent relationships with women, not to cohabit with them, ever. And they're a large movement. Now, how large they are, I don't know, but they're large enough. And they have what I would regard as an undue influence over relatively bitter and resentful young men who haven't had great success in the dating market and who are looking for a rationale to write off all women because they're so hurt by their continual rejection. And that is not good for those young men. And so the reason that I disparaged the men going their own way was because I had seen the pernicious effect, these are often older guys, the pernicious effect of their world-weary philosophy on young men. Now, these guys think that they're just warning them, and they are warning them, but they're not just warning them. Now, the reason I regret calling them pathetic weasels is because they also have a point. I do believe that the court systems are staggeringly anti-male, absurdly, horribly anti-male. And I've seen my own clients, some of them who are really, really decent, hardworking, family-oriented people, demolished by the court systems. And so the men going their own way have a point. And so I'm sorry that I called them pathetic weasels, but I outlined my reasons. And so, yes, I do regret that. I have to be careful because I do have a satirical, dark, satirical sense of humor. And I can utter epithets, let's say, for the sake of punctuating a point, while simultaneously forgetting that 150,000 people will listen to it. So I regret that.
YouTube does not approve of our conversations. Hermit's channel has been demonetized since its creation, and now its growth is being throttled. Let's enjoy this moment of MGTOW for as long as we can, but the show will always continue on our Discord server. It truly is one of the last male spaces. No thoughts allowed. And finally, if you would like to experience the future, head over to the Dollhouse. You can use the affiliate code in the description. The Dollhouse has something for every man. You can even get a replica of me, Hermit's waifu. See you on the next video.